You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
Get people on. Is she on the hotspot again? Is she here on the hotspot?
Man. So speaking of which, I thought this was a joke.
We're live, David, just so you know.
Oh, are we? Oh, then yeah, I can't tell the story.
Oh, I suck. I'm sorry.
No, actually, it's
too early. Go ahead, David.
I can tell the story. So there's this news report. This lady, well, this couple, they had a kid. It's a white couple, and the kid came out mixed, and the mom accused the father of cheating on her. I'm just going to let that sit with you for a moment. She, like, threatening to file divorce. She thinks he cheated on her. Well, is why they have a mixed baby. So
that's fair.
Just yeah.
You are the father. You aren't the father.
And I
can't, people coming on
the comment section of some of that actual news article is. We're doomed as a human species because the people who don't apply medical science or logic, just critical thinking, just simple critical thinking, they're like championing her and stuff. Like, so that was interesting. That was an interesting story.
I love it. So you guys want to start the show? We got a few people watching and we can start and talk about Chris and season 3 and everything we got coming up. And
let's do it.
Let's start with this. You guys are ready? Where's it at? Here, let me go with, here we go.
Once you find your center,
at that center,
you are sure to end your spineless, pale, pathetic heart, and you haven't got a clue. Somehow I make a man out of you. I'm never gonna catch my breath. Say hi to those who knew me.
Swift as the coursing river, man, with all the force of a great typhoon,
we are man,
with all the strength of a raging fire,
the serious as
the dark side of the moon. Time is racing toward us, till the Huns arrive. You might survive. You're suited for the rage of war. So pack up, go home, you're through. How could I make a man out of you? Be a man. We must be swift as the coursing river. With all the force of a great typhoon. As the coursing river, with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of a raging fire, mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
There it is.
Yes.
That's how we're going to start this show.
Welcome, the legendary,
to Walt's Apartment season 3. Whoever thought we'd make it to season 3 first off, so that's awesome. So welcome to everyone that's watching on the Diz Insider YouTube, the Diz Insider group, Walt's behind the Walt's Apartment behind the lamp. Sam is frozen because she's on her hotspot, so she'll check in and out. So welcome to everyone, welcome to the show. Little bit different show tonight. We are kicking off season 3 of our show, and we're gonna talk about our friend, our co-creator, our brother, awesome dad, most importantly, friend Chris Brown, who started the I'm also the Disney side, who started Walt's Apartment with me 2 years ago. We did two shows that we actually recorded, and then Sunday night we recorded episode two. This is 2 years ago, and then Tuesday night we were informed by his daughter Alexis, me and David were informed that he had just suddenly passed away. So we miss him. He's the catalyst behind this show. He's the one that told me, yes, Sean, go out and start your own show and kick ass doing it, because that's what you will do. And told people he will kick ass doing this because he has a drive. And I've never had anyone that's kind of like a catalyst or like that would push you. I know Brianna had listened to the previous show before, so she knows how Chris's mentality was. David was part of the show. Chris and David created the Marvel Tribe. Last year we did this and it was really emotional. And I had a friend tell me, she says, you need to not be emotional this year. It's hard to not be emotional when you lose. I've lost my grandmother and my grandmother and Chris passing have been the two most influential passings of my life. Cause they were both so suddenly, you know what I mean? I even remember the night that we got the text from Alexis. She was texting from Chris's phone saying that Chris Brown just passed away. And David was like, wait, what do you mean? And it was just like this fog. And I was not part of the DCast at the time, so they had their own group chat. They brought me back into it to talk about that stuff, you know, but I'm not going to ramble. I probably will ramble, so just be prepared for that. But we're going to have fun. We're going to talk about Chris. I got some videos I'm going to play from Chris. It's just going to be fun. We're going to make it a different show. I have three new stories. We have a fun game. It's season three. David.
Yo.
I'm going to talk to you because you were with us. You were a part of this show then. Just some quick thoughts on Chris, and then we'll get into this and we'll have some fun.
Man, I got to say, before I joined you guys on the DCast podcast, I met Andy. He was the first person I met, and we went out to lunch and we talked about things, and I got to geek out about Marvel and stuff. And I had some apprehension about coming on and doing this because I was like, I'm not an expert. I'm just some comic book kid who enjoys, who grew up with comic books, has a huge collection, watch all the Marvel stuff, I'm a fan. So, and I'm thinking like, yeah, I'm not nowhere near an expert at all. And I come, and this was when you guys were at the Woolworth building. That's dates us pretty much, the Woolworth building. I went up there and I met you guys, and I met Chris, and I found out Chris is a bigger comic book geek than me, and we just kind of clicked, and we're talking about Marvel, and he's like, and I told him, like, dude, I'm not sure if I'm the right person for it, to take on the Marvel segment. And he's like, the conversation we just had, that's what we're going to do on the podcast. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, that's all it was.
We're just going to geek out, talk about stuff we love, talk about some new things, what we think about, and that's it. And after now, it's like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. And from there, in my mind, he was always like my right-hand man, and I was his wingman. And I always put it that way. It's like Chris led, because he can talk about any topic and stuff and just engage you and bring you into it and stuff. And so when you two went off and started, well, we did a man podcast too, but we're not going to talk about that one.
Oh, that was so much fun though.
We got to vent a lot of stuff. but when you guys did Walt's Apartment and stuff, and I was apprehensive about coming back later and stuff. Mm-hmm. Found out, Chris passing just hit me hard. I talked to the guy literally like 4 or 5 hours before.
Yep.
Because I was talking to, we ordered, from popcorn. A potential sponsor. Popcorn. This company in Georgia, they make like all these fancy, cool popcorns, and they sent us some, and they all got delivered, and I'm like talking to him like, hey, you know, and he's like, yeah, I'll have Joy come and pick them up the next day or whatever and stuff like that. Just talk to him quick. And then I get a Facebook messenger message at like, I don't even remember. It's like 1 or 2 or something in the morning. And I honestly thought it was a joke. It took me a second for it to hit me, and time just froze. I'm like, there's no freaking way. That doesn't, and I felt selfish because I was like, that doesn't happen to me. My good friend, my friends don't pass. That's not a thing. But he did, and you know, and I reached out to you guys, and I'll never forget that day, and it's, dude, Chris is the reason why I stay doing this. Several times I wanted to just like, I'm done. It was a fun hobby. It was a good mix, all of us and stuff, and we don't have that anymore, and I'm glad I stuck with it, because I was like, what Chris said? And he's like, dude, you're dumb if you miss out on this adventure. These, you know, what Sean's doing is going to be dope. And Sean is a amazing people person. He's going to bring together some wonderful people that everyone, I mean, Sean is all about the magic, and he'll tell you if it's not right. And so I'm just like, okay, let's try this adventure again. And, here we are. I get to co-host the Marvel Tribe with amazing ladies and Lewis, Sam, Brianna. We're going to probably get some guests on this season, maybe. I don't know if the new girl will get her stuff together. But
she's still in her hotspot, so I don't even know if she can. She can hear us right now or not. So.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. All right.
And more importantly, she can speak. So,
yes.
But it's been a fun ride. And, you know, I mean, I sung karaoke for the first time ever.
You did.
Because of
I won't play that YouTube. Video, but I have it.
Wait, what?
I have that video.
Will you send it to me?
I promised David I never would, but I do have that video.
Yeah, so. That needs to be burnt. Yeah, no. I did that for you guys. I have fun. I don't ever want to see that video again, ever. So,
someone Facebook, Chris was such a joy. I'm so happy he built this community with David and Sean. I'm not sure who the Facebook user is.
That's my wife.
I'm going to guess it's Brenda. Brenda
has
her.
The video. I have the video too. So,
Brenda, if
compare angles.
You're coming to us from the group, it's the apartment behind the lamp. So, if you click the link at the top, it will allow StreamYard to use your name and your picture.
Did your internet come on?
No. But honestly, the fact that I am, but.
All right.
It's better that my internet is down rather than my trees being down like all of my neighbors
now. That's fair.
So. Yeah.
So, yeah. And I know last year we did this show, and like I said, I went about one thing wrong last year, and it was, and I've thought about it for a year, and I brought on myself, Amber, David and Andy, and I made everyone else wait a half hour. And I've regretted that since I did that. Cause Like David just said, none of us would be here without Chris. So, Brianna and Sam, I'm sorry I made you guys sit off to the side last year, because it was you two that I made sit off to the side. So, but this year you're part of it, and we're all here.
I was very confused about that.
I took some advice to try to do that, and I've regretted it since I did it, but not this year. We're here. We're all going to have fun. We're going to. Yep.
Absolutely.
I'm going to play a video that Joy, Chris's wife, I reached out to her a couple months ago, and we knew this was coming, and asked her if she wanted to be on, and she went back and forth and wasn't sure if she wanted to do it, didn't know what she would say, but that's fine. But, you know, if you knew Chris, you knew that he loved his family. He had his wife, Joy, Alexis, Cadence, and Nick were his kids, and they were his everything.
Yep.
And I'm going to play a video that I think Joy's future son-in-law made. We might get copyrighted for it because it has a song in it, but I'm going to play it anyway because I don't care. But I want to show you guys all. Everyone always asks. Lewis was even asking before we started because I don't really know. And Joey did a recording too, and we're going to play that a little bit. What Joey did, and I put just four pictures on that one. And Lewis like, I don't really know who Chris was. And I said, well, I'm going to show you in a little bit. So I'm going to bring this up here in a second, and I'm going to hope that we can get through without getting copyrighted. It's an amazing video, and it shows the person that he was and who he was and the family man that he was. And it's good stuff. So let me know if you can hear this. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've never told you all I wanted to say, and now it's too late to hold you, 'cause you've flown away, so far away.
Never had I imagined living without your smile, feeling, knowing you hear me, it keeps me alive.
I never showed you. Assumed you'd always be there. I took your presence for granted. But I always cared. I miss the love we shared.
Oh, to say.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. It appears that we got kicked off. Sony blocked the video, and there's one person watching now.
No.
I don't care. Yeah. Can they come back on, Sam, or will people not be able to come back?
No, they should be able to come back.
Okay, if they come back, they come back. I did that for us anyway, so. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Nicole's here.
Okay. All right, so we have one viewer.
We have one person.
And the five of us, let's go.
It's fine. They'll come back. And if not,
yeah,
we're here together. It's fine.
That's you know, I don't even care if this show goes out. I'll put it out, but I don't care if it goes out because
there's four people now.
There we go.
All right. They're making their way back.
Yeah, they're gonna come back. They'll come back.
We got in trouble for that song. Yeah.
Welcome back.
We got in trouble for the song.
He does karaoke. They won't kick it off. So I have some songs. I have some videos of Chris singing karaoke as well that we're going to do. I'm going to throw a couple of those in. But people.
We should get in the habit of like editing our descriptions on the videos to say that we don't own the rights to the music because then they won't kick us. Yeah,
they'll ignore the blocking.
They won't block us if it says I don't own the rights to this music.
Okay.
Still find people get blocked.
Just tell me how to do that, and we'll try it. But moving on with the show, we'll go on here. Joey, who is – I'm just going to get a couple of these things out of the way. We'll talk some news, and we'll have some more Chris fun. But we love you, Chris. We miss you every day. He passed away on August 4th. This is August 3rd. So, it's a tough week. I know for me and David and Amber – it's tough. And I know like Brianna who watched before, I'm not saying it's not as important to you guys. Don't think that I'm not saying that, but you guys have been so supportive of me, especially because I have, this is the worst, like I said, it's a tough week for me. And it made me think because like today you guys are talking about stuff. I had to go see my dad who's in the hospital and I haven't seen my dad like in 4 or 5 years. And a friend told me, you know, you need to do that. And then it made me think of Chris because he passed away so suddenly. So I said, you're right, I do. So I went and saw my dad. I haven't seen him in years. And it was hard to see him, but it was, I felt good leaving there because I did go see him. So I don't know, you know, but you know how we are here. We share all of our shit. So that's just how we are. We're good. So let's get on with the show. I'll talk about Joey real quick. Joey sent me a audio clip and said, hey, I just want to say a few things about Chris and you guys. So I'm going to play that real quick and then we'll get on with some news and stuff and start our normal show.
Fair? Can I say a few things before?
Absolutely.
Because I'll probably start crying at one point and I don't want to talk while that happened.
Yes.
But I did go back and listen to a couple episodes. And before I even go back and listen to episodes, there's always the one, I think it's after you guys watched Endgame. Mm-hmm. And he sat there and talked about his comic books and I was just in shock. He talked with so much passion. He talked about how he had like closets just full of comic books, and that was always something that I always remembered. I remembered that episode. Mm-hmm. And I will always remember him talking about that just because of the passion that he talked about it in. Absolutely. And then it was I went back and listened to some, and I listened to the very first B-cast where Sean and Chris were brought on, and he was talking. I also remember all his passion when he talked about his mom.
Oh my gosh.
That a lot. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't see him. Like, these were all audio, mm-hmm. but like, I could imagine just how his face lit up because the way his voice changed when he talked about his mom. Mm-hmm. It was always, mm-hmm. that's one thing that I will always remember from those episodes from so long ago. And that was one thing that he talked about when he got to go to Disney and how his mom introduced him to Disney. And that was like this big, like, I mean, I love listening to him talk. Like we have this live stream now and everybody gets to see us. He brought so much personality into just an audio and love listening to him talk. So I never got to meet him, but I am so happy that you guys had that podcast with him and I got to learn who he was from that because he's an amazing man.
Oh, for sure. And it's
funny, honestly, sorry. I was going to say Chris is like a testament to how the impact that one person can make. Yes. Because like, we would not be sitting here together. The rest of our team who couldn't be here tonight, like, we wouldn't all be connected in this big podcast family. Mm-hmm. Our listeners wouldn't be here with us right now. And, the impact grew. come on. We got kicked off. We got pinged by
people. People are going to listen to the audio, and that's fine.
We do. We get great audio downloads. Yeah. But it's the impact that Chris had that helped create this community, mm-hmm. create our podcast family.
Mm-hmm. Which it's that's exactly what Joey said when I play Joey's thing. So it's like, yeah, it's crazy. So, and like you said, Sam, I don't know what this would look like. I don't know if Chris was still here. I don't know who'd be sitting here right now. I don't know. The only one I probably, you know, I don't know. Cause like Brianna said, he was so full of life. And like, I listened this last week to the first couple of Walt's Apartments episodes. And just like the one when it was me, him, and Tim just introducing ourselves and talking about who we are. And then we asked ourselves some questions, and he made the comment talking about his wife, talking about Joy, and that she was his belle, and that he was her beast. And you saw him in the video, and it's just, he's just the most, Chris was a big dude. I mean, big, lovable guy. And it's just his passion, the way he talked about everything, and the way Joey sums it up saying that, I'll play it in a second, but yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, Sam. If you have more to say, I'm sorry. So I suck at that. So
no, I'm good.
So I want to play what Joey said. We'll talk a little bit more. Then we'll do some stuff. Oh, we have five people. They're coming back. So
all right.
So
welcome back.
I'm gonna play this real quick of what Joey did. I just threw a few pictures of Chris in here, like, you know, and then we'll talk a little bit more. I'm gonna play two of Chris loved karaoke. You saw that in the beginning with the the Mulan song, which I'm actually going to leave on this podcast. I'll leave that as the opening for this show tonight. And he just loved it. I'm going to play. He did a version of Walking in Memphis, which is amazing. And he did a version of Meatloaf's I Will Do Anything for Love. That we'll play both of those before we go off tonight. The Meatloaf one is great because he sings both parts. And he's just the most fun dude. And I don't think we would – I don't think we would be doing – a live show, like Brianna says, she never didn't really see Chris's face that much because we were going back and forth if we should do a live stream and a video, but people need to see us and he was a big proponent of that, and he did bring us all together. And let's listen to what Joey has to say and we'll move on.
What's going on, Walt's Apartment podcast friends? Scratch that, family. This is your friend Joey, part-time sit-in host sometimes. just want to say congratulations on an awesome second season of Walt's Apartment, and everything in between. It's such an honor and pleasure to sit in and join you guys. I wish I could do it more, but we'll be back soon. And have a great, season three. Can't wait to what's to come, from you guys. And, wish I could join you guys on the special, Chris episode. But I do got a short story and, with Chris, or I believe Sean is probably the only one that knows this, but, well, first of all, sadly, I never met Chris in person. But when you guys were part of your previous show, you know, I believe it was either him or myself. I can't remember, but we reached out to each other, as podcasters do. I always love collaborating, and we actually planned on collaborating a number of times. I was going to join you guys for an episode on your show, and you guys are going to join the DU for an episode, just have fun, talk Disney. And as schedules are, they never really were able to meet. So unfortunately, we never did collab. And then when I heard of his passing, you know, it obviously, even though I haven't met him, it was really sad, and we just recorded an episode, so I felt it in my heart to just, you know, give a quick little tribute at the very beginning, tagged the show, or I believe Walt's Apartment was just starting, or so, I can't remember, but, and then I believe Sean reached out to me, you know, just thanking me, and then we talked again and started talking about collaborating, and And everything's been history since then. There's this thing we all call Disney magic. Podcasters, vloggers, influencers, Disney fans, we all meet. And it's really cool. We all have everything in common. And but, you know, sometimes it's just those special friendships that are formed. And that's what I believe we are. And all of that is because of Chris. So I'm always going to be grateful with that. I love you guys. I love being a part. Even just the chat that makes my day at work a lot. So can't wait to rejoin you guys once football's done. Can't wait to see you guys at D23. And I'm definitely going to cheers and raise a pint up to Chris this weekend. And season 3, let's go.
There we go.
Nice.
Thank you, Joey. Yeah. So
we lost one.
Oh, is she coming back on her hotspot? There she is. Okay.
There's the new girl.
All right.
I'm here. Just when the video, when videos start to play, it lags a lot on my end. So
people are saying that they're watching us through the YouTube channel now because Facebook.
So Facebook kicked us off. Mary and Jennifer. Yeah. Cool. So guys, sorry. Facebook. Yeah, kicked our feed because Sony claimed a copyright on a song from the video. Mm-hmm. So thanks for joining us on YouTube.
Bill says, damn it, Sam. Efren says, hi, everyone.
It wasn't me this time.
Facebook crapped out. No, Mary didn't crap out. Facebook kicked us off.
Yeah.
So Sony said, no thanks.
Yeah, Sony said, nope. But hey, it's all good. So let's move on with the show. Let's talk a little bit Disney Parks news. No Disney Parks news. There aren't any Parks news. What am I talking about? I looked at something else. I look at Parks over on my
parks
piece of paper.
News. There's no. I've been trying out the new Magic Band Plus.
Oh,
nice.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cool?
No, it's pretty cool. I mean, for $50, it doesn't do enough. But
dang,
$44, but with tax, you know.
Yeah, is it working okay?
It's been working well. I went in and turned up the sensitivity, so that seems to have been helping. And when I got mine, luckily they had it at the resort, so I was able to go get it this morning, bring it back and charge it because it wasn't enough, like out of the package, it didn't have enough charge to update and do all the stuff that it needed to connect. So people were buying it in the parks and having that issue. There was a bit more, but luckily I was able to get it at the hotel.
So you are, speaking of hotel, Brianna, you are at Walt Disney World right now, right?
I am. In our merch.
Where are you staying? That's what I was going to say.
I'm at Pop.
Boom. Yeah, there it is.
That's our shirt.
There is our shirt.
Can't get back far enough.
So
nice.
How's Walt Disney World right now? You said hot earlier before you went
it
on.
It is hot. I think the heat index was 103 today with like, you know, the typical 90-some degree percent humidity.
Right.
I curled my hair this morning. It's straight now.
All right. Looks great. Have some comments in here. Oh, the YouTube's just like the kids use. That's what Dan says. Yeah. Hey, we got people coming back. Nicole says she loves Pop Century. I've heard that's really cool. That's the one with like all the really big things, right?
I mean, Art of Animation has big things too, but there are big statues out like right in front of my door. There's Lady from Lady and the Tramp.
So Bill says, geez, Sam, in or out? Sam is in, out. Sam is in and out more than, never mind.
Yeah, Bill, we got you on that one.
Danny says, new girl's gone. Hey, we're getting lots of views on our YouTube page, so check out our YouTube page. We do have one of those. So, absolutely. And what are we up to, Brianna?
Like 154 subscribers.
Hell yeah.
Okay, we're making some progress.
I get some text messages. Some people didn't kicked out, but you can't. But can you see my messages? Yeah,
156.
So. Nice. So I don't know. Did we talk about news? Do you think we talked about news? We play some more Chris videos and just to play the game. What do you guys think?
Talk about some news.
We're talking about a little bit of news. I have to hurry because Brianna has how much time do I have, Brianna?
Yeah,
your heart out.
Pick up my food, like 10:45. So
okay,
we got,
so we
like
have
40 minutes.
I got a small Chris story though.
Let's go.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not a big interaction. It's a very small interaction, but as kind of how I got on this show, I like to throw a comment out there like I'm already in the group. So one of the I forgot where you guys are doing the show from. It may have been on Instagram. All I remember was there was a table. You guys were all kind of sitting around it, bunch of arm mics, and there was cookies on the table. And I remember from my Medina 8 page,
I just hopped on there.
And I was like, hey, can I have some cookies? And Chris shares, like, Medina 8 wants to know if he can have cookies. And he just kind of picks them up and puts them back towards the camera. He's like, if you want some, grab one. And then put it back on the table. And then that was all I watched from that. But, yeah, it was a few years ago. As Brianna was sharing her stories, I was like, I think I have a story. And I want to say it was on Instagram Live.
That was definitely something Chris would do.
We used to do Instagram Live. And we actually sat in my upstairs room in my house. And my son Zach would have the Zach and
Ethan.
Ethan would
unpaid interns would just turn
the camera facing each other as we're talking, because the mic only sounded good when it was facing that person. So we had to like pivot the camera around and stuff like that. So that was way back in the old days. And then we got this idea of streaming, and we're like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. But you can't stream on Instagram, which sucks.
Yeah.
We did an Instagram Live last week after the 2-hour marathon show, and it was fun. People came on that we hadn't talked to in years were popping on. There was a lot of fun. That was Chris. It was always a joke. It was never serious. It could never be serious. Brianna talks about the end game. I sat next to Chris during end game, and I told the story last year. We're sitting there, and he's like this up in his chair. He's up at the end and on the edge of his chair. And I remember him saying when the hammer gets thrown. And it comes back and Cap. David, you were with us, right?
Yeah.
And when he caught the hammer, and Chris lost his shit. He was so excited that it's like, I knew it. And he's like screaming and yelling, yes. And he was so excited. We're like in the second row, like looking up at the screen like this. And he was so excited, and just everything he did was just full of energy and so much fun. And it's, you really don't know. There's not a lot to say. You guys, anyone that's been a part of this show or has watched this show for a while knows how important he is to all of us. I mean, he does our opening. He will always do our opening. David, you'd mentioned the fact that you stepped away for a while. And I told you guys last week that I recently have thought about stepping away too, because there's just been so much stuff going on in my personal life. And when I talked to Joy a couple months ago, she said, you can't. Because that's what Chris wanted that show so bad. You can't do that. And I said, okay, I won't. So it's just, and it brings me back, and he brings us all together. And like Joey said, he brought us all together. And we don't know what the show would look like without him here right now. But I'm gonna play a song, then we're gonna do some news, and then we'll do the game. We have 40 minutes before Brianna has to go get food. So we'll try to hurry, but I'm going to share one of the videos of him singing real quick, because people want to hear Chris sing, let's be honest. So you guys talk for a quick second while I bring this up.
If anyone's in the parks tomorrow, I have stickers. Only four people can be in the parks tomorrow. And there's 8 people listening. So 50% of you are in the parks.
There you go.
So VIP treatment. All right.
Yeah.
You get a sticker. You might be able to get a chili dog from her too, maybe.
No, the chili dog's mine.
So I might not be able to share these videos because we got kicked off. That's what it's looking like.
So it happens. It's
screen sharing was canceled. Make sure you click share on. All right. Let me try again real quick. That's not cool. That hurts my feelings, because I really wanted to. Oh, I just didn't do it right. Can you see it now?
Yep.
Hey-o. Yep. There we go. So let's go with a little Walking in Memphis.
Put on my blue suede shoes and board a plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Beach, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look out over me?
as a boy can be. Walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off the beat. Walking in Memphis, do I really feel the way I feel? So the rules of Elvis on Union Avenue, followed him up to the gates of Graceland. Then I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off the beat. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They got catfish on the table. They got gospel in the air. And Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. Oh, you got a prayer in me. Now Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood. And they brought me down to see them. And they asked me if I would do a little love. And I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, man, I am tonight. Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off the beat. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off the beat. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Put on my blue suede shoes and boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land, the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touchdown in the land, the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Man, he can sing.
God damn.
Woo, boy, that man, he can sing.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I said I wasn't going to get emotional.
Oh, how damn. Can you not? How can you not?
This is hard, you guys. Honest to God, I'm not trying to bring it. It's, I'm looking at David, and David's looking at me, and it's just like,
it's okay to have emotions about this.
I gotta tell you, I got to go to one of the karaoke nights you guys did, little couples thing and stuff, and it was like going to a free concert. It was. Oh my God. Unbelievable. He was the star of the show of the night. So yeah.
There's a video of me and Chris singing Friends in Low Places, which I won't play because I can't sing at all. But
sing better than me.
It was, yeah, it's
so what I'm hearing you guys say though is when we get that Patreon link set up, David's video, and then Chris's video.
I will never play David's video. No. I promise, David, I would never play it. No. So
we get like $100 tier. $200 tier.
You know,
$500 tier.
If someone does $10,000, you can play that video. But that's not going to happen. So no, yeah, that video will never see the light of day. Never.
You know, I don't even know what to say at this point anymore. I just, I love that man so much. And I just,
he's an amazing dude. His love for things is infectious. You could not be into what he's into, and after you hear him talk about it, you will be into that mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. I always think Chris would have been like the perfect school teacher for kids who hate school, because you could hear him talk about it and you're like, damn, I'm now about to be a straight A student, man. I mean, he's just that infectious. Mm-hmm. He's very positive about things, and he's been through some stuff. My place to share, but you know,
well, he told the story.
He did. He talked about going through Hurricane Katrina and everything else. If he was one of those guys who were just grouchy all the time, and you heard what he went through, you would understand. But he's not. He has such a sunny disposition and stuff, and you wouldn't think anything, you know, happened to him in this past that would, you know, because it's just the way he carried himself and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think he got some joy out of Joy, his wife, out of just being around good people and stuff. And he was good about, you know, picking who he put himself and his family mm-hmm. and his friends around and everything, and having that circle of people and stuff. And he's a good judge of character. He'll make a friend of you. He'll make a best friend of you for a perfect stranger. So
yeah, you're absolutely right. He was, he was funny as hell too. I mean, anyone's ever listened to any of our stuff, the extra magic hour, just, you know, just out of nowhere, you know, to feel the pulse in your chest so you know you're alive. No one can say it like he does. That was the thing he came up with. And I remember when me and David were sitting there, and I don't think we're going to do news. I'm just going to be honest with you. So, when we started the Marvel Tribe, they're like, we're going to record this. I'm like, well, you guys can do it. They're like, no, we want you to do it and help us out. And so they came over, and we were in my garage at that time when we started the Marvel Tribe, and he just hits that field of pulse in your chest. So, you know, you're alive. And you're just like, and me and David looked at you like, what the hell was that? Cause we didn't know. Cause he never would tell you anything he was going to do. And I'm going to do it. And I know I said this last year, but there was a time when we were on the other show that he picked a letter from the alphabet, and he would say, like, you know, this is the personal property people. And it was just like everything P, perplexing, blah, blah, blah. And then it was S. And I remember Amber, who's making comments on here right now. She says he never met someone that wasn't a friend, instantly made you feel special. And that's so true. And then Amber just said his intros were the best. His intros, they were never the same. Nope. Which was great. And I was looking forward to when we started, because we talked about that, about how we're going to do this. And he says, oh yeah, we'll do the same damn thing. Well, I'll start the alphabet over again. I'm like, perfect. You know? And that was our plan. And it's just on his quick on his feet. David talks about the times that we would go out and we went to the karaoke place, and he sang this one song to Joy. And it's the most inappropriate song. And I cannot remember what the song is right now, but it was a Adam Sandler song. And it was so inappropriate. And he sang this at a moose lodge in Gold Hill, Oregon, with about 40 people in there. And these people are like, what the hell? But it was Chris singing, so no one cared.
Nope.
Because when Chris was there, like, oh my God, the singer is here. You know, and you talk about love for someone that loves their wife and kids. I've never, no disrespect to you, David and Brenda, but I've never seen anyone so in love with his wife and would tell anyone, this is my girl right here. And the jokes he would make about him being so big and her being so small. I mean, you put two and two together and think about the jokes were about, but the funniest, most crude, but funny and I know we're going way off the rails, and I'm sorry, and just bear with us here. But this is, yeah, he's amazing. He's everything about him. He made every, like, you know, like Davis, it made everyone feel welcome. And like Lewis said, you know, the comments he would read, he read all the comments, and he would go back and read the comments on Instagram Live. Say, hey, this person said this about us. This person said this about you, mm-hmm. Brooke. I remember he would tell us, did you see what this person said about us? He would go back and like analyze the shows after we did them and say, did you see this? Do you see this person make this comment about us here? That was funny, you know? And he was his biggest critic. He was his own biggest critic. Like I am. He would, you know, he would say, if he didn't think something was good, he would be very hard on himself. Like I am. But yeah, I don't know. We love him, and I'm always going to love him. And I'm, yeah. How about we do this? How about we play the game, Lewis? Because then we'll play the last song, and then Brianna can eat. So, I mean, we got a lot of important things to get to here. So, and the last song's 5 minutes long.
Walt's
so,
chili dog.
Yeah, that sounds
that's right. Oof,
that sounds.
But that sounds really good. I haven't had dinner yet. But you're. Nope. It's like 10 o'clock where you are, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why haven't you eaten? What the hell?
Because it's 100 degrees outside. That's fair. And that's as soon fair. As I got, like, that's why I went to the Skipper Canteen. I was like, saw that they would take a walk up, and I was like, air conditioning, food.
We're back to 10 people watching. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Game Master, hit us. Let's go.
All right. So, today's game is not a game. There is no winner or loser in this. But to kick off season
three. I'm out then.
To kick off season three, I figured, why don't we ask some interview-like questions, get to know the host of the show, get to know the viewers of the show, let people think they're going to guess who we are, who we are not, who we are, mm-hmm. all that stuff, just like interviewing a band at a show, asking some off-the-wall questions. What would Google say? Stuff like that. But these are all Disney-oriented, so that way we keep to the theme of the show. So let's kick it off. We're just going to go this first batch of questions. Just a yes or no, small, brief answer. We'll go Sean, Brianna, me, David. Then we'll go David, me, Brianna, Sean, back and forth until we get to the would you rather. All right.
We should tell everyone that this
game is, I would.
This game is sponsored by TMZ. So just so you're going to hear some juicy stuff.
It's sponsored by the Off Market Mouse. If you guys haven't bought your ticket yet and want to go to a cool pop-up shop in Ontario, California.
Oh, you guys talked about this last week, huh?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I totally blitzed it. Thanks, Brianna. Thank you,
Brianna. I did too until
the segue.
Said that.
Okay, let's do this thing.
All right, Sean, Brianna, David, here we go.
Here we go.
Where I'm going to eat. Pop Century.
What word comes to mind when you hear the word Disney? Sean.
Walt.
Brianna.
Mickey.
David.
Yeah, Mickey.
I'm with Sean. I was thinking Walt.
Yep. What's his name?
All right. All right.
Hey, Brenda's name popped up. She said, thank you, Sam. Finally found the link so you can all see who's commenting. Yes.
My wife, ladies and gentlemen. Love her.
All right. What Disney theme park have you not visited that you would like to? We'll go David.
What Disney theme park?
That you have not visited that you would like to visit.
So does it count if you're like 1 year old when you went as not visiting? Sure. So then Disney World. So
Walt Disney World. Put some respect on it. Yeah.
No, Disney World.
Sam's gone. You're fine.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think she is. I think she's in the comments. So.
She's somewhere out there.
She's there.
Find a way.
All right. Brianna.
Tokyo.
Sean.
Paris. We have some comments over here. Mary says Tokyo Sea. Nicole says Paris. Danny says Paris. Tyler says Shanghai. And Amber says Walt Disney World.
Nice.
Okay. How about you, Lewis?
I'm thinking, I don't know if it's Disney Sea or if it's Tokyo, the one with that crazy off-the-wall Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
That's Shanghai.
Shanghai.
Yeah.
Shanghai. The one that goes backwards and spins around. Yeah.
That one. That's where I'm trying to go.
All right.
Who is your least favorite Disney character? Now, Disney, involving Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, I hate to say Star Wars. That's it. Lucasfilms, okay. or Fox. So okay. Anything under the Disney umbrella. Least favorite Disney character.
Oh my okay. God.
Oh my God. Who's first?
We'll start with you.
People are gonna hate me for this, but it's Wall-E. I can't stand Wall-E.
Wow. What?
I can't stand Wall-E. Wally's so annoying.
He's such a sweet soul.
He's
terrible. He doesn't even talk.
He's annoying. Wall-E.
We're about to get blocked again.
Mary says Sean with an exclamation point. Yes, it's Wall-E. Tyler says Donald.
Brianna?
You can say Wall-E. It's fine.
No, it wouldn't be Wall-E. I know. I'm trying to think of something that just annoys me. Oh, the stepsisters from Cinderella.
Yeah, okay.
They're a little better because their part characters are kind of cool. But I remember as a kid, I loved the movie. And yeah, they're bad. I hated them.
All right.
Did Mary just say Edna?
She did. Mary said Edna. Wow. Damn, that's worse.
Shots fired.
Damn, I love Edna. I got a picture with Edna last time I was at Disneyland. She loved my outfit. She was like,
she critiqued my outfit. Mary. She said I looked good. Wow. Oh my gosh.
Dang. Tyler says Donald, which I can see that. Amber says Mary, no.
David?
I'm going to go. This one annoys me because hearing his voice. And it's sad because this is no disrespect to the actor who plays him, but it's his voice. But what is his name? He's the parrot from Aladdin.
Iago.
Cannot stand that character. It's like nails on the chalkboard.
That's a good one, too. Amber says Emperor Palp, some Palpatine.
Palpatine, okay.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. How about you, Lewis?
I cannot stand Maui.
What?
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Brother Man from the Islands? What?
So here's why. I love all the Disney characters. I'm a big fan of them, but they built that character around The Rock, and they didn't really build The Rock around that character.
Damn.
So when I see that character and he's just talking, all I could just think of is The Rock. I can't buy into that character being its own character.
Well, because they did the eyebrow, so I think that kind of when they first
you're gonna get some hate mail.
Damn, that's strong. That's stronger. That's worse than Wall-E, dude.
That is worse than Wall-E.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Never gonna get the. Okay. Next one.
All right. What Disney movie is your favorite? And we're going to go from David backwards. Now, of course, anything Disney umbrella, you're on mute.
Yeah, all right. I agree with you, David.
Here we 100%. Go. All right. So this was my favorite, and I recently watched it, and I'm wanting to watch it again. So anytime a movie does that for me, but Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh.
Bar none. I can watch it every single day for an entire year and still not get tired of it. So
we got some answers over here before we go to Brianna. We have Danny says Toy Story. Nicole says Mary Poppins. Brenda says Aladdin.
Yes.
Amber says my favorite 9 movies. So we know what those are. Poppins, Toy Story 4. So Mary says Toy Story 4.
Oh, Toy Story 4.
Yeah. Brianna, how about you?
Some people say 3, so I was kind of surprised. I always have a hard time between picking Aladdin and Lion King. Simba's my favorite character.
Mm-hmm. Good choices.
But Aladdin, I don't know, all the music's so good.
Yeah.
So I think overall Aladdin beats out Lion King, but it's really hard because Simba's my favorite character.
Yeah.
But we'll go Aladdin.
Okay. I will say... Lion King, actually, because of taking my daughter so many times when she was little, we would go to the theater constantly, like every weekend it was playing, and see it all the time and watched it constantly. And she was always scared of the part when the paw comes down and steps on the mouse. And if you guys remember when that movie was in the theater, they had that really loud train that would announce like for the sound, because it had like Dolby sound. The train scared the crap out of her. So I had to call the theater and see if they were playing that in it. But family reasons, I would say that, but Toy Story, like most of the Toy Stories as well, are really good. Two and three are really, really good. So that's more answers. I'm sorry, but Lion King, if I had to pick one.
No, good answer.
Lewis.
It's hard to pick.
Yeah, that's really hard.
So for me, hands down, Jungle Book, the original animated one. Nice. That's my favorite. I'll watch that day and night.
Love it.
Perfect. Baloo. What else we got here?
All right. We got about two more to wrap up the kind of straightforward questions before we get Would You Rather. Okay. All right.
Save me 5 minutes so I can play the song at the end. So
Brandon, I got you.
All right.
That
sounds good. A Walt's chili dog. That sounds really good right now.
How much money would you need to be paid to dress in a Mickey Mouse costume? Starting with Sean.
Nothing. I would do it for free.
Nothing for free. All right.
Yep. That'd be amazing.
Brianna?
For how long?
Probably a day. Like a day.
A whole day?
Well, I mean like a day rotation. So you get to go back and forth. I didn't go that far into the question. I probably should have more detail.
Because I was like, well, it depends. If I got to put it on for 5 minutes, then I'll take like $50. But right. I got to have it on a whole day. I don't know. 200.
Well, okay. Brenda says nothing. How about you, David?
I would pay to wear it to Rock.
Yeah, I'm almost at that same.
I literally, if somebody had a sign with an authentic Disneyland Mickey Mouse costume says, rent it for $100. I would pay.
What if it's like one of the scary ones from like, what is it, like the 50s, 60s?
The creepy old school.
Oh, that would be even more fun. Huh?
I don't know.
That one I actually might.
With the stripes under the nose?
Amber says, next Met for Comic Con, we will get you and Mickey, Sean.
Okay. All right. That'd be cool. I would rock an authentic Mickey out.
Tyler says he's too tall, one day ticket. Nicole said she'd pay them. Brenda said, same. Yep. Creepy old school, even better, more fun. Brenda says, "I agree." How about you, Lewis? How much would you charge her?
I would not want to be in that costume.
Okay, so much?
That's just nothing. There's not a dollar you're putting on it. That's just too much pressure. Like young kids, it's like I played Santa one time at the after school program I worked at, and when the teacher said, "Hey, you really have to play this part because they believe you're him." After that, I was like, "I'm never portraying a kid's idol ever again." Nope. So for me, absolutely not doing it.
Little fun fact about the big guy here. My very first job was at Chuck E. Cheese.
Nice.
So part of my job was to cut the pizzas when they came out of the oven. You got that cool cutter. You go like this and you cut them up. The other part of my job was to be Chuck. At 16 years old. Nice. Yeah, that was the weirdest damn thing. Like you can't see shit in there. It's the weirdest thing. And you're just like people pulling on you, tapping on you.
Chuck has to be the creepiest.
Oh hell
mouse
yeah!
Ever. The animatronics and everything. Just
yeah. So would you rather? Chuck, let's do a couple.
Started that. I thought you were going to talk about the. Or do you the one that talked about you punched Mickey Mouse as a kid?
When I was two. Yep.
Yeah, I was like. So that's Mickey why Mouse. I was like, you know, Lewis kind of makes a good point. I was like, I don't need kids punching me either. Yeah.
It sucked. I was in there for like a couple hours a day, and they do. They punch you. They pull on your tail. They grab your hands, like they pull off your glove. You're like, damn it, give me that back. And, you know, then I got to get back and cut pizzas.
Well, no one says we have to act like a Disney cast member. I'm punching back, so.
All right, so we have a few more minutes. Let's get a couple Would You Rathers, and we'll play the last song and wrap this
up. Definitely. All right, so here we go with the Would You Rathers. All right, so Would You Rather ride Splash Mountain or Space Mountain backwards. So you're just sitting backwards. The ride is still functioning, normal route, but you're facing backwards. Everybody's faces just went 180 on this one.
I'm going through it in my head right now.
I'm trying to think of what would be more scary, not seeing if you're going backwards or that drop backwards.
So I'll answer first. I think Space Mountain only because I remember the several dozen times I've been on it. I always look for points where I'm gonna get my head chopped off and decapitated. Mm-hmm. But going backwards, I'm gonna miss all of that. Yep, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Splash Mountain, I don't know if I can handle that. So.
Yeah. How about you, Brianna?
I honestly think I'd have to do Splash, one, because I know how motion sick I get. I would die if I tried to do Space backwards. I already have a hard time like with the backwards part of Everest and how that feels. I can't imagine doing a roller coaster backwards like that.
Yeah.
I'll take the one drop.
I think you just changed my mind, actually, because you actually make a really good point. Yeah, I think I would. I'm going to go with Brianna actually now. I think I would take the one drop backwards, then doing the whole thing backwards and getting sick and thrown up all over everyone backwards because I'm the same way. So I'd say Splash as well. We have, before we get yours, Danny says Space, Tyler says Space, Amber says Space, Mary says Splash, Nicole says Space, and Robin says Space.
Space has
about,
it.
How about you, Lewis?
I'm going Splash all day.
Yeah.
That I feel like that drop would be so much more intense going backwards. Like, I almost want to try it. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Except the front one. I don't want to get the front one because your spine's probably going to hurt after.
Yeah, ooh, for sure. So, next one.
All right, here we go. Would you rather go through Disneyland as either blind or deaf?
Oh.
Hmm.
How would you like to enjoy Disneyland, either blind or deaf?
Deaf.
Deaf.
Oh, no screaming kids. And wait, we're not talking about like I have like recollections of sounds and all that. I just when I get there, I'm deaf. I can't hear anything.
Yeah, I think deaf. I say deaf.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll play my own theme music in my head. Let's go deaf.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think about the whole having your own recollection, so I'd probably go deaf as well.
Mary says, my husband is blind. I would prefer deaf.
I don't mean to laugh at that, but I would do definitely deaf.
Yeah.
I want to see the Disneyland is more visually stimulating than it is sound. And it's only because of there's little kids there that like to scream at the top of their lungs. Like they're at Disneyland.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I mean, there's times where I wear my headphones just for the noise cancellation around the park, just to get rid of some of the sound.
Yeah. Brenda says I could live without It's a Small World. So Nicole says, although I'd miss the giggles. Yeah, but you could create giggles in your own head like David said. You could mm-hmm. create the sounds in your head and like imagine it. You know, I blind is hard and the person with you has to explain a lot.
I bet.
Yeah.
And so the blind guy. I have one more would you rather? And then we're going to shoot through a couple of the individuals, and then we're good to go.
Okay.
All right, last would you rather. Would you rather do a live show from Paradise Pier or from Toontown? And by live show, meaning our Wednesday show. Would you either do it live from Paradise Pier or from Toontown?
Walt's apartment.
Just called an audible real quick.
I'd say the pier, though. I think the pier would be more fun.
Go ahead, Brianna.
I would have to agree. Paradise Pier.
Yeah.
We'll take some games. We'll play the boardwalk game.
There you go. We play the games.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the pier. Yeah, that would be a lot funner. I'm trying to find a reason.
While we're riding the swinging gondolas on Mickey's death wheel.
No, that would not be me. No, you could do that part of the show.
Well, Sean go up in the the Goofy.
I like that. I love Goofy Sky School.
Do you really?
I love it. It's so much fun. The
jerks and everything else.
It's like a small Matterhorn.
No, it's like a small right corner angle. Like tip. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got Pier.
I never wrote it.
We got Paradise Pier. Pier would be fun. Pixar Pier at Lamplight. Pier. Toontown's under construction right now. Too many jackhammers. And Nicole says Goofy Sky School is my favorite. Brenda says, yeah, that's my favorite ride. Yeah, Lewis, how about you?
Several times. So, I mean, obviously, no construction. I'm going Toontown. I think as much as we say we go off the rails, I feel like that Toontown live just makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That makes sense.
All right, so these next set of questions are for viewers to take a guess at us. After a few seconds, we'll share if that's a yay for us or a absolutely not.
Are you okay on time, Brianna?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Out of all of the group of us, so for the viewers, any one of that you've seen on the podcast show, who would be late to a Disneyland meetup out of us? So if we were all to meet up at Disneyland, which one of us, as a viewer's think, will be late?
Do we get to write this down? Because this
We were supposed to write this down because we have our guests too. So I did forget to mention that part. So we write our guests, but we're going to have the viewers shoot off some guests.
This is easy.
So anybody that's been on the show that you've seen, that you feel would meet up with us, who do you think would show up late? We'll give it about 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
I mean, there'll be a reason why a person.
So far we have Sam, David, never David. He's early to everything, Brenda says.
Aww. Now, granted, this is if all travel and to get there is okay. Not like in Tokyo.
And we have a Samantha Mlodecki. Just called out her whole name.
Just tagged her. Like
Brianna, curling her pretty hair. Robin says Sam. Brenda says Brianna curling her pretty hair.
All right. So we'll close it out. All right. So who did we pick?
I picked Sam.
I'm picking Sam. Sam.
Brianna?
I picked David.
Oh, dang. Because no I will say
this. But then I had already wrote this, and then Brenda said that he's early to everything. I was like, well,
I am.
Did I change it?
Sam, when we record like the Marvel Trap or something, asks, I would say probably 3 or 4 times a week, what time is that where I am? So that's why I always.
That is very true.
Yeah, so I would say definitely Sam. Okay, right. Next question.
Here we go. Who would ride the Mad Tea Party the most out of our group? Meaning the spinning teacups.
Okay.
Who would ride the Mad Tea Party the most?
Like all of our hosts, right?
Yeah, anybody that they've seen on this show from day one, season one, all the way up until August 3rd.
Okay.
We have Lewis. No one, Nicole says. And Brenda says Sam.
Someone chose me. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Man, you're like the game master. This is so cool. And you took this off of my plate. Thank you so much because these games are freaking great.
This is an interesting question.
We got more Lewis's. Lewis, Sam, Lewis. So there's 3 Lewis's now.
It's nice to be included in the game. There you go. I was joking with the last time. I was like, dude, I always get to reap the punishments.
So we're going to show our answers?
I was going to say, you always do the punishments, but you never have a chance to win.
Yeah. It's all good. That's...
I'm saying Lewis.
I said Lewis.
I said Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis. 100%.
100%.
Like, I know I've heard all of us said not very amazingly things about that, right? But
yeah, it sucks.
I would like Lewis. That's got to be Lewis.
Yeah. So me and my boys, when we go to Disneyland, my wife and my daughter get a separate cup because I'm sitting there just cranking.
Lewis, Nicole asks you, who do you pick?
For me, not including me,
yeah,
I'm going to say either Matt or Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Matt. Okay.
Dude, put Matt and Lewis in a team. I'm ready to see that thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna look like the Walrus and the Carpenter in there.
Let's do one more. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
We can play the song and.
So I'm gonna leave it up to you guys. We have 2, 3, or 5. You guys pick the number 2, 3, or 5, and I'll read that question.
3, 5, 3, 5, 3, 2, 3.
So we got 2 3s. All right.
Is 5 like the biggest one? I don't know. I feel like 5 is probably 3, like the last question.
3 fine too.
So 3, 5, and 2.
I switched to 5 because I think 5 is probably going to be the
5.
It's going to be horrible now.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. So number 5.
What's your favorite?
Who would lose the most items while at a Disneyland trip?
Who would lose? Is this before or after drinks?
And throughout a Disneyland trip. So as soon as you get there until you leave, you've lost the most stuff out of everybody.
Yep. Okay, I got my answer.
Damn you, Robin. How do you think I would lose it? So our answers here is we have Jennifer says Sam, Tyler says Brianna. Mary says Sam. Danny says new girl. Brianna. Brenda says Lewis. Robin says me. Nicole says Emma came in and I missed the question. The question is who lose the most things out of our group during a Disneyland trip? Sam, because she's a mess drunk. That's what Mary says. And Mary says not Sean. Thank you.
All right. So let's show our answers.
All right.
Do we all say Sam?
I went with Sam. Sam.
Hey, poor Sam's gonna like rewatch this. Like, I didn't show up to the first show, and this is what happens.
Yeah. But who do you think?
Me? I don't know if I want to answer no more.
Answer it.
Oh, come on.
I was actually thinking Brianna.
No.
Honestly, yeah. I wrote my name down first, but the thing is, I usually find all my stuff.
Oh, then that's different. That's different. So,
it's usually a quick plug
for Sean. Are you okay if we go on the Walt's Apartment podcast later and finish up the questions we did not answer?
On Instagram? You on Instagram?
Yeah, we'll do a little Instagram live. I'll ask these off to you.
Yeah,
and whoever else wants to join. Cool. Yeah,
we'll do it in a little bit.
You can do it in like 10 minutes after I get my
food. Yeah, we'll give you time to get your food and stuff because I want to start editing this and stuff too. So, yeah, so it's 7:45. We're gonna wrap this up. Yeah, I'm gonna play. Let me bring this up here real quick. You thought he could sing before. That's all I'm gonna say. So.
Meatloaf.
This song is blew our mind when I think this is the time David was there too when he did this and it's freaking so good. Could you hear that? Oh, I didn't share it yet. So there you go. Can you see it now?
Yep.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Enjoy.
A romance to him and I. I would do anything for love. I never lie to you in the tough. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh, no. No way. And I would do anything. But I won't do that. No, I won't do that. And some days it don't come easy. And some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all, and these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire, and some nights you're caught in mess. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before, over again. And maybe it's crazy, oh, it's crazy, and it's true. I know you can save me, no one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as your dreams are coming true, you better believe it that I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do. But I won't do that. No, I won't do that. I would do anything for love. Anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that. I won't do anything for love. Anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that. And some days I pray for silence. And some days I pray for souls. Some days I just pray to the gods of sex and drugs and rock and roll. And maybe I'm lonely, but so qualified to be. There's just one and only promise I can give. As long as the wheels are turning. As
long as the fires are burning, as long as your prayers are coming true, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. And you know it's true, and that's the fact. And I would do anything for love. There'll never be no turning back. I'll never do it better than I'm doing with you for so long. So long. And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, 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 I won't. Will you raise me up? Will you help me down? Will you get me right out of this God forsaken town? Will you make it all in this cold? I can do that. Whoa, 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 now. I can do it. You can't even see to see I got. Will you hold me down? Will you hold me down? Will you get too hot? I can take it places I've never known. Now I can do that. Oh, oh, I can do that. I know the territory I've been around. The long trip to dust, but I'll fall down. Sooner or later, you'll be screwing around. I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
Man,
yeah,
those are epic. All those videos you've shared tonight,
absolutely.
The head bobs that. I was waiting for him to throw the mic down and swing it back up with his foot during that song. I was like, if he hits that right now, I'm losing it. I love all those videos, and I envy you guys got to hang out with that guy before I ever got a chance to, because those were amazing. I love those videos.
He was our own little Jack Black, and I don't want to say that. He was our own little Chris Brown. That dude was epic, so... Oh, that was great.
I'm going to play Meatloaf tomorrow for quite a bit.
Yeah. There's really not a lot more to say. thank you guys for sharing this night with us. Thank you, Brianna Lewis, for joining with David. I texted you Monday. And yep. I don't know.
We got through.
Yeah. So with that being said, it's time to kick off season 3. Chris.
That's right.
Chris, I fucking love you so much, man. I miss you every freaking day. And we hope you enjoy the view from Walt's apartment. Good night.
Peace.